Blog Talk Radio.
From the far reaches of the known universe, we are proud to present Brother Harold Muhammad, soldier, scientist, scholar. Blog Talk Radio's finest, not so mad science, on Black Hole Radio.
Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to tonight's edition of Not So Mad Science here on the Black Hole Radio Network, coming to you live from the city of Detroit, Motown. Just because Berry Gordy took Motown to L.A. does not mean Detroit has lost its soul. I'm your host, Brother Harold Muhammad. We're picking up with part two of last week's show, The Psychology of War, and who the warmonger is. But you cannot get into the psychology of war and begin to distill out who the warmonger is that brings all this pain without looking at the trauma caused by war and the social environment these traumatic events have on people and the trauma of their everyday lives. We're in a war with COVID, the ignorance of taking a vaccine that has proven to be ineffective over time, and warring against the machinations of civil systems that are trying to force you to take this vaccine. There's trauma. Chronic trauma. So to that end, I looked at some of the research of Jamie, and just bear with me for one moment, dear listeners. Just hang in there for one moment.
Blog Talk Radio.
Away. Es una historia de amor. Es una historia que amor genera por nuestro mundo. Es una historia de mi corazón. Melody, so I've tried to put in words how I feel. Tomorrow will be for you and me.
Good evening, and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, All the One, All That Is, may the ancestors hear our prayers. Ancestors, 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 we call out to you at the start of this new year and ask you to guide us to our courage, confidence, and compassion. Help us to remember to love ourselves unconditionally so we may share our love with others. Guide us to heal from the past, be open to the future, and embrace the present. Support us in taking the necessary risk to write a new narrative for ourselves and for our world. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Asheho Asashing of Islam, so it is. So, welcome, welcome. I am Jojapa Maria Ensaroma, your host and guide for this evening's episode of Wisdom Walk Talk, starting off this new year. And New Year greetings to everyone. And let's consciously celebrate that we have survived 2021. Yeah. After a year of relentless grief and heartbreaking, devastating loss, humanity is primed for a new narrative. 2022 is a double fire year, according to the elemental wisdom of the Dagara tribe of Burkina West Africa. Burkina Faso, West Africa. It's the year of the water tiger, according to the Chinese astrology. And according to the Western astrologer that I greatly admire, Astro Butterfly, and I quote, She says, 2022 promises fairy tale-like developments and unexpected twists and turns that will help us to connect with our life purpose. So I thank you in joining me this month for two live broadcasts and accompanying videos as I spiritually spill on this truthfully transformational year, beginning tonight with Enter 2022, Double Fire, and Water Tiger. But first, just a reminder that when I'm broadcasting live, you can listen in through this phone number, which is area code 563-999-3089. I will be uploading videos of this to my YouTube channel, which is Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. And you can ask questions, share comments, or encouragement in the following ways. First, my Facebook page, which is Wisdom Walk Radio. My Facebook group, Wisdom Walk Community, which you're welcome to join. My website, which is www.wisdomwalk2selfmastery.com. Or in the comments section below if you're watching this as a YouTube video. But right now, I invite you to sit or lay back and join me for an exploration of the inner landscape where we can connect to our souls and remember and rediscover the true treasure of being human. Yeah. So, folks, wow. Wow. Here we are. And I don't know about you. I am so tired. Yeah, that's the way I said it, tied, you know. It has been quite a year, unbelievable. And, you know, definitely, as I always teach, there is treasure in all that trauma and trouble. But right now, just, you know, feeling it, and that's what happens. Once you make it through something, you'd be like, okay, let me just hold on and breathe for a minute. So I hope that that's what you're doing and really taking care of yourselves, nurturing yourselves, allowing yourselves to cheat a little on your diet just really be, you know, do some marathons. I'm in the middle of my Harry Potter marathon and, just really enjoy yourselves and feel good. Again, like I said, consciously celebrate that you've made it through 2021 because that's not an easy thing. That's not an easy thing. And also right now, the pandemic is telling us that it's still alive and kicking. And then I know several people, whole families came down with COVID, whether it was the variant or Omicron. You know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It's like, yeah, this disease is still walking on many legs. So we have to continue to trust the process and pay attention to the fact that we can take good care of ourselves and avoid putting ourselves into situations where we can contract it, or the worst case scenario is that you're actually disseminating it out to other people. So prayers, and more prayers for us to continue to learn how to navigate and move through this pandemic. Now, I want to make mention, although I am doing and will be doing a separate astrology video for you this week, but I do want to mention that today we have a new moon in Capricorn, and Capricorn is associated with structure, you know. And so if you take today, take the time out to set your annual commitments. Yeah, like how is it that you want to feel about yourself, your life, your career, your relationships, your family, your world? How do you want to feel about that? That's how you develop an annual commitment. And that way, it will provide, doing it at this time of the moon being in Capricorn, it will provide a structure and a framework for your year. Yeah, so that's pretty exciting. There's some good flow energy happening right now.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yasuda.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I'm back, but I'm not back to do the show. I'm back because I thought I was going to be able to play a show from another program here on Black Hole Radio. I believe it was going to be consistent with forethought and evidentiary things and not astrology. Oh, my God, hit me with a brick to think grown people still do these things these days. In any case, it would be better served that I take this time to thank you all for listening to Not So Mad Science and being good, strong, studied, educated, and thought-provoking listeners. I gain from you as much as I pray you gain from me, which dictates my content. But what I did not do this week, tonight, I will do, Allah willing, next week. I have some things that need to be dealt with, and they just happen to hit during showtime. So to that end, keep the faith, baby. Keep the faith. And may Allah continue to bless you all. And I pray for you all, and I hope you pray for me as well. Inshallah. I'll see you next week. Good night.